Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. About to dive into our 2025 Junkies mock draft. Mm-hmm. We posed the question about the Wizards rebuild and whether you have faith. I just went to our Twitter account at Junks Radio. 71% do not have faith, but maybe with that sixth pick, they can turn the franchise's fortunes around. We'll see what they do at number six. EB's got the sixth pick in the draft.
I will be representing and picking for the Wizards.
I have the number one pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. Look, we started talking about this guy well over a year ago. We talked about creating a poop for coop campaign, right, a capture the flag campaign.
We were poopy.
The reason why is because this kid's special. It came out first. I mean, you knew about him in high school, but then when he faces the Olympic team and he's practicing against LeBron James and Steph Curry, he stood out as much as anybody. Cooper Flagg didn't disappoint in his freshman season at Duke, other than they didn't win the championship, but they made it to the Final Four. He basically led them in every category. He has an all-around game.
Choke
maybe not the best shooter, but all-around game, can pass, can fly, can score. Cooper Flagg's the number one pick in the draft tonight. And he's going to join a stacked roster once they're healthy that's going to have Kyrie Irving at point guard, who just got a big bag of money, Klay Thompson at the two. I think you slide Cooper Flagg in at the three. At the four, you've got Anthony Davis. And at the five, you've got Lively and Gafford, with P.J. Washington probably being the odd man out.
Hmm. Do you think there's any chance that he doesn't become a star? That he becomes just a good player?
Yeah, I mean,
there's a chance, of course.
It would be very surprising.
You think he's going to be a superstar? Like, he's going to be a superstar.
I mean, I think
all-star.
He could be like
It would be, put it this way, it would be an absolute dud pick if he's not a multiple all-star.
I don't consider DeMar DeRozan a superstar, but he could be like a DeMar DeRozan.
Well, I think DeMar DeRozan is pretty close to a superstar. You don't think so?
I think he's it's how they define it. I think he's a star player, made multiple all-star teams, but he's not in the top five players. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it's certain that he's going to be a top player, but I think he's going to be a good player.
I think Cooper Flagg's a better all-around player than DeRozan.
I agree. That's not a perfect comp.
So I'm not sure Cooper Flagg will be that type of scorer, but I think
he's a better all-around. But what if he develops into, this is old school, but what if he develops into, and I'm doing white-on-white, Detlef Schrempf?
Well, Detlef Schrempf's a very good player.
Very good player. Yeah, might have made an all-star team.
But Flagg's a much better athlete.
So Schrempf was a pretty good athlete back in the day.
The thing that throws Flags me on another level is watching Steven Jackson and those guys on one of those podcasts, mm-hmm, and they're like, they like him, but they don't see superstar.
I just mentioned to Marcus Cousins saying he likes Ace Bailey better.
Yeah. All right, but Cooper Flagg, I think by all accounts, is going to go 1-1. I don't even think there's any
could he develop in? Here's another guy. He's a good player. In terms of like young players. And Banchero might develop to be amazing. he's up and coming, but take somebody like Lauri Markkanen, who's been on a couple of teams. Good player, puts up numbers, but hasn't impacted his teams enough to like turn them into like these winners. He's a good player.
Yeah, but he's going 1-1 overall. There's no doubt about it. All right.
Yeah.
Who's got the second pick? I guess it's Mar, right?
Yep. Yeah, the second overall pick on the books right now is a minus 9,000. He's got basketball running through his DNA. He's a guard. He averaged 24-4 out at Rutgers. His dad was a 5-time NBA champion, all rookie first team. But his dad never won Rookie of the Year, so he's going to do what Pop's good and do. The second overall pick, Dylan Harper, to the San Antonio Spurs.
All right, everybody loves Dylan Harper, right?
Yes.
What do they say his biggest strengths are?
Well, he just gets to the rim. He's not a great shooter, but he just gets to the rim. He's an all-around scorer.
He's really a legit 6'6", so he's got good size, right?
I don't know. Maybe he's 6'6", but I think he was measured much smaller than that.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Only shot 33% from threes. Not horrible, but not great.
Right.
I'd like a higher three-point percentage, but... And again, he's got the same knock as Ace Bailey, and why didn't Rutgers win more games?
All right, so he was, without shoes, 6'4.5". So, all right, in shoes, he's probably close to 6'6".
Right, right. All right, Dylan Harper. You think Harper's a multiple-time all-star?
That's what they say.
Right.
There's no guarantees. It's interesting. I saw something The Athletic put out, and the second pick has whiffed more than the sixth pick. Like, generally, they listed how many, like, all-NBAs, how many all-star appearances by the pick. And for some reason, the second pick has been a bigger whiff than the sixth pick.
That is weird. All right, who has...
And by the way, San Antonio, even though they didn't make the playoffs, but you know, Wemby was... He missed, I don't know, what did he miss, the last 2 months? Something like that. I mean, they had mid-30s wins, so they weren't as bad as some of the bad teams like Utah and Washington. Mm-hmm. I think they had around 35, 36 wins. So you put Harper in there with a healthy Wemby and Fox. I mean, they should be a playoff team next year.
But this is a late development, right? Because Bailey was always assumed to go ahead of Harper, right? No?
I don't know if...
That's not true?
I don't think so, but it kind of depended on what mock draft you were looking at.
Maybe well over a year ago he was.
But over the last six months or so?
Since the college basketball season started.
Yeah.
Pretty much
it's been Harper.
It was always Harper, yeah.
Too, okay.
Yeah. But it was Harper 2 and then Bailey 3.
All right, who has the third pick?
I have the third pick. I'm picking for the Philadelphia 76ers. We don't know what Embiid's status is going to be and how many games and all of the load management he's going to have for next season. What?
I'm just laughing. I'm guessing who you're going to pick.
Oh. And we didn't think we're going to get in this position. We got lucky in the lottery. So I feel like we got to take a big swing in this position that we have. Because since we're very fortunate, I don't know how he's going to play with Maxey and McCain in the backcourt. But the pick is in. We're going to take the player with the most upside since we are in this favorable position. We're taking Ace Bailey.
Oh, all right.
So Ace Bailey off the board.
So I don't know. I don't know how he's going to mesh and who's going to put up all of the shots. But we'll cross that road when it comes down to it.
You're not worried about him not working out for you?
I am worried. I'm very worried. But we feel very fortunate that we got the third pick from the lottery. Mm-hmm. So we figure, why not try and parlay it into a superstar?
Yeah, he could be a superstar. I think he has all the skills. It's up to him at that point. All right, so Ace Bailey, that's my number one target for the Wiz. He's off the board. Let's hope that doesn't happen tonight. Of course, the draft kicks off at what time? 8 o'clock?
I believe it's 8 o'clock.
So. 5 minutes between picks. I'll probably get started a little later. Who knows?
Yeah,
probably around 8:30.
8:20, yeah.
8:30, the Wiz will be picking. All right, who has the fourth pick? Drabby?
Yeah, I'm picking for a dead franchise, the Charlotte Hornets. Every year, this team is terrible. They got LaMelo. They got Brandon Miller. They don't make any progress. But they do need a guy who can knock down the three-pointer. They need more shooters on the team. That puts us in a category. We're in a good spot here because there's a bunch of shooters available. I think the pick is in. With the fourth pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets are going to take the freshman who led all freshmen in scoring in college basketball last year, Trey Johnson from Texas.
Mm. What was the other guy I was eyeing? You're just trying to give me, like, who am I supposed to take?
I don't know, Will. Tough job. Jesus.
All right.
There's only 1,000 basketball players to choose from.
No, but I know. I want to take guys that I've really looked at.
Okay, there's still a couple.
All right. I'll tell you right now, I'm not taking Knipple. I'm just not taking. I thought you were Mr. Knipple. What happened to Mr. Knipple?
He found a better shooter.
We're going for rookie of the year, not best fit.
All right.
Found a better shooter.
All right.
Just gave you the numbers.
So Trey Johnson off the board.
Does that leave you, Lurch?
It does.
You have the fifth pick?
I've got the fifth pick, and I'm representing the Utah Jazz. 17 wins last year. Real bad. Now, they've got a relatively new GM in Austin Ainge. Yes, that's Danny Ainge's son. They've got a relatively new head coach, Will Hardy, who's been there for a couple of years. But, man, if you just look at their roster, there's a reason that they only won 17 games. I mean, they went out and got Lauri Markkanen a few years ago from Cleveland. All right, so he was their star and led them in scoring. John Collins, they went out and got from Atlanta. And, you know, he's barely been there. Colin Sexton, they went out and got him, too. They drafted Keontae George. They drafted Cody Williams last year out of Colorado. He was the freshman. He didn't do much. He only averaged less than 5 points a game. They just don't have a lot of talent right now. They really don't. But again,
they drafted Kessler a few years ago.
They drafted Walker Kessler, the center, correct. They're young. They drafted Filipowski from Duke. I think they had 3 number one picks last year. And I think it was Cody Williams. I think it was Isaiah Collier out of USC, and I think it was Filipowski. So they've got holes to fill, lots of holes to fill. So the pick is in.
I thought Eric was going to swoop in and take your spot since your time was up.
Oh, really?
Big preamble there.
Well, you know, we're trying to fill a segment here, fellas. We're trying to fill a segment. And I think they need to get athletic, too. So the pick is in. So with the fifth pick in the 2025 NBA Mock Junkies Draft, the Utah Jazz select Vijay Edgecombe, shooting guard / point guard out of Baylor.
He might be the best athlete in the draft, right?
Great athlete.
Most of the mocks have him going 3 to Philly.
Yeah, right. So he slipped a little bit. So they're going to draft the athlete, and they're going to take Vijay Edgecombe out of Baylor.
All right, EB, you've got Demon out there if you want to go him. You've got Fears. You got a couple other players.
Derek Queen still on the board.
Derek Queen on the board.
I'm not taking Queen. Can we go to commercial?
Yes.
I think we should go to commercial.
Before the Wizards pick?
Yeah, I think the Brain Trust. Now, unlike most drafts where like they go to commercial like when the Wizards pick or the Commanders pick, we're not going to make the pick.
Right.
We're going to make it when we come back from commercial.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Who's on the board? Who are you thinking about? Just tease us.
I'm not telling.
All right. We'll come back with DB's pick for the Wizards next here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, celebrate the 4th of July with summer's best golf sales at Roger Dunn Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf. You can check out savings in every department. About 10% off demoed clubs, 15% off used clubs, 20% off shoes and bags, and 25% off all apparel. Don't miss summer's best golf sales this week only. Trusted by golfers since 1965 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Roger Dunn Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in the midst of our Junkies mock draft, trying to figure out what the Wizards will do tonight. So far, you had Cooper Flagg go number one, which was expected. Dylan Harper, number two to the Spurs. At three, Ace Bailey went off the board.
That broke my heart when you did that. You did that just to screw me. I know that. That's okay.
Trey Johnson went four, and Jason just selected. Who'd you select?
VJ Edgecombe.
Edgecombe, that's right. Yep. So now it's to EB and the Washington Wizards. Who do we think he should select?
If you own the pick, if you're Will Dawkins, who are you looking at?
I mean, of the guys that I've seen, I think even though I'm a big Bub guy, I would probably take Fears.
Jason, who are you looking at? Who jumps out at you? You're not a Knipple guy?
I like Knipple. I think he's one of the best shooters in the draft. He might be the best catch and shoot player in the draft. Now, questions about his athleticism, but I think the fact that he can score. You know what? I'm going to go Con Knipple.
That's who you would take?
Yep.
Drabby?
Have another Kispert?
Who would you go with here if it was you? I know Valdez would take Derek Queen, so I don't even have to ask him.
I'm with Jason. I'm going with Con.
You're a Con Knipple guy?
I don't know why, but I'm warming up to him.
Right. Mar, do you have a pick here? If you're Will Dawkins, if the board plays out this way tonight?
Normally, I would say, you know, take the player from the best team, the Blue Bud, take Duke, Duke's player, Con. But something about the homegrown kid, Derek Queen, I like. I don't know what it is, but something in the water over here.
Yeah. You got a young protege over there, Valdez.
Hey, I think Derek's going to be a star.
You think he's going to be a star?
I think he's going to be a star.
A long-term pro. I think he's going to be a star.
I think we just scratched the surface of what he can do during his time
at
Maryland.
You watched a lot of him.
And I felt like he definitely got more confident and got better as the season went on. And I feel like that progression can continue. Like his only knock really is, well, I guess maybe the conditioning, but I mean, he played a lot of minutes, where we're just kind of slow feet.
He has athleticism.
But yeah.
It's like Joker.
Yeah.
He's not as big as Joker is the problem.
I mean, I forget who said it, but it said if he was a white European, people would be fawning all over him.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something to that.
Mm-hmm. I think you might still be able to get him at 18. All right, I'm not going to take him at 6. I'm not as sold as Valdez is, although I'll be at Valdez watching him a lot more than I did. I'm going to take the guy who averaged 25 points a game over his last 10. Even though he only measured 6'2.5 barefoot, when you put shoes on him, that counts as 6'4. He's been described by coaches as a gym rat. He's got a brother that plays at Michigan State. I think his father played Division I hoops too at a minimum. Mm-hmm. He averaged 17 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. He only shot 28% from threes. But if you look at the shot itself, there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's just something he needs to rep out. He's got all the moves. He's got the step backs. He's crossovers. He can finish at the rim a variety of different ways. He can pull up, hit a three. He's a strong finisher around the basket. He's got a floater. Can finish with either hand. Finds open guys. Defensively, he can jump the passing lane, create turnovers. With the 6th pick, I'm taking from Oklahoma, Jeremiah Fears.
I like the pick. He's only 18 years old. I think he skipped a year of high school.
Yeah,
yeah, he did reclass, but he reclassed the other way.
Right.
Yeah, to get out quicker.
Yep. So he's got more room to grow.
I'm not saying he's going to be a star, but I think he's going to be, again, I think he's going to be a 10-year pro.
You know, be one of those things.
He could be a nice complimentary second or third player on a team.
Be one of those things where, like, I would want him to be the point guard of the future, and we'll see. Maybe he beats out Bub. Maybe he doesn't beat out Bub.
Well, I think that would be a great
combo. But you can play both of them.
That could be a great combo because he also could play either guard position. So, I like those guys. I just can't get excited for Malawach. I know Kevin Sheehan's excited for him. And I feel like Queen, maybe I'm crazy. I feel like Queen I might be able to get at 18, possibly. And then if he's available at 18, I would snatch him up. Although by taking Fears, this now takes Clayton off my board. Because I was eyeing Clayton potentially.
You can load up on guards.
No, too many. You can't get so many little guys. So there you go.
I think that'd be a good pick.
Fears maybe would be you a go solid
maybe
pick.
You go Tommy Sorber out of Georgetown at 18.
I don't know much about
if Derek Queen is off the board.
You like Sorber?
He was a good player. He was just played 1 year at Georgetown, but big kid, center. I also like the Liam McNeely kid from UConn. Good player.
And then maybe Carter Bryant. Is it possible he could slip to 18? And then I could get my
ace. I'm fascinated by Carter Bryant.
Well,
Jimmy Patsos is all over him. I watched some clips.
Do you know who ESPN has?
Poor man's Ace Bailey.
You know who ESPN has them mocked to at 18?
No.
Danny Wolf.
I love Danny Wolf.
That's why I wanted to bring it up.
I love Wolf. He's the Yale transfer who can get, he could shoot it from anywhere. He's sneaky athletic for 7 feet tall.
Big dude.
I like Danny Wolf. I would take Danny Wolf at 18.
That has you excited, doesn't it?
I would take him. I think he can play.
Where does ESPN mock have Derek Queen going?
Well, I have him. They have
I saw him to the Bulls a lot, and there's a lot of chatter of Brooklyn taking him. But Bulls at 12. Bulls at 12 seems like a reasonable spot.
Let me see. Where does NBADraft.net have him?
Queen? They've got Queen going pretty high.
They have him going 17. They actually have him going one before Washington.
Yeah.
The NBADraft.net, which is a site I've always used, has Asa Newell from Georgia.
How accurate draft.net's been over the years.
I don't know. I love that site though.
You can go back and look at their mock drafts.
Yeah, and I'm just
by the way, they actually have, I didn't even know this. They have the Wizards taking Jeremiah Fears at 6. I didn't even realize that. Great minds take alike.
Yes, they do.
So but had Ace Bailey been there,
I would have taken Trey Johnson.
Yeah.
All right, so ESPN has Oklahoma City at 15 taking Queen.
Right, so he's in that mix.
Yeah, he's probably going to go somewhere in the teens. Not as high as 13. But
I would take it if I don't think he will, but if Edgecombe dropped, I would take him. So the guys I would consider at 6 would be Bailey, Trey Johnson, Fears, Edgecombe. I'm not a Knipple guy.
So ESPN has Queen at 15 to OKC. They have Sorber at 17. To the Timberwolves, and then, like you mentioned, the 18th pick, they've got Danny Wolf.
Telling you, man, Danny Wolf can play. I think Danny Wolf might even have had another year or two. Yeah, he had a couple years of eligibility still left. He transferred from Yale.
And I'm wondering how high these Europeans are going to go. Because there's three Frenchmen that are projected to go first round. I think there's a Spaniard as well, but
You don't hear as much buzz this year on the international guys.
Yeah, there's probably three or four that'll go in the first round, but it'll be interesting to see how high the first guy goes, and if Will Dawkins looks at a European at number 18.
Well, this draft's breaking a trend. The last couple of drafts have been international players drafted number one overall.
Correct.
This is going to be an American going number one.
It's not
going
to be right.
Even rarer, a white American going number one.
When's the last time that happened?
It doesn't seem like there are as many Euros, right? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think highest rated Euro that I'm seeing is Nolan Traore, Frenchman point guard.
Right.
Well, yeah, the kid from Illinois is from Lithuania.
That's true.
The last
some of these kids are playing college ball.
The last white American basketball player to be drafted number one overall if Cooper Flagg gets drafted.
All right, hold on. Don't say.
1977. I'll just tell you that.
Are you kidding?
1977. Hold on,
that's the last time a white guy went 1-1?
White American. There might be a white Euro. I'd have to go through it.
Really?
Andrew Bogut. But he was Australian.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was a big 7-footer, right? Yeah. So who was the guy in 77?
I thought you wanted to guess.
I kind of do, but all right, hold on.
I'll give you his initials. No. You might be tough even with initials.
He didn't have a great career?
I don't think so. Right, KB.
Where did he play college ball?
Indiana.
Kelly.
Oh, Benson.
Ken Benson. Oh, yeah. Ugh, nubs. I mean, he was a long time guy, but
right,
big ugly guy, too.
So he's the last number one overall pick in the NBA draft that was a white American.
Right.
Since 1977.
That's shocking.
There have been some white guys.
Good Lord.
Bogut. Bargnani from Italy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Euros. And Bogut's Aussie.
A lot of pressure.
That's about it.
A lot of pressure on Cooper.
That's about it.
I can't believe it.
It's so funny.
I never even thought about that. I don't even know how you would class. I guess Reese Hachet is probably more
if black. If you had the first pick, would everybody here take flag, by the way? I'm just curious.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 100%. No question. Yeah. Okay. All right.
We'll throw Chet Holmgren in there at 1.5, though. I mean, he was number two overall.
There have been some guys like that. I mean, Leitner was three or two.
Yeah, but that was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
Jeez, 1977.
Listen, I know that it's hard to get worked up for a team. I have a hard time watching teams lose night after night after night. I check out, I'll be honest with you. But I am fired up for tonight.
Hey, do you think ESPN's going to have that in the Chiron?
Yeah. First
white player drafted since 19.
I swear to God.
White American.
Until JP brought that up, it's something I never even considered. Right? I never even considered it.
I hadn't done the research until now to find out it was Ken
Benson. Like a Carolina kid through the years. One of the big guys. You know?
Like Tyler Hansborough?
Yeah, I'm just surprised.
I was thinking of Big Country, but I don't...
Brian Reeves. He went second, I think, right? Big Country, didn't he go?
Yeah.
Huh? Seventh? Oh, okay.
Maybe. I thought he went higher.
Might
have been number two.
I thought he went
five.
Right.
He's probably the best white American in the last 20 years.
Is that true?
Because you can make an argument that two of the top five players are whites. They're just Euros in Luka and
Well,
Joker.
Thank God we're not picking a bunch of Euros high in the draft. Because I get sick of those guys. Good.
Bryant Reeves was number six.
I think Brad Daugherty was part white.
And he went one, right?
He went one overall.
Yeah, he went one. He might have been.
I think he had some white in his family.
He might have.
Good old Kent Benson.
But Kent Benson.
Kent Benson to Cooper Flagg.
Wow.
All right. Well, I think Coop's going to be the guy. A lot of pressure on Coop. But the Wiz have the sixth pick.
Actually, so in terms of like the rookie of the year bet that we made, like, there's a chance he might come off the bench. Like they're pretty loaded. Like they could go with a veteran lineup and make him be kind of sixth man. I would think that they would start him, but they have a pretty marketing. Like when they're healthy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've got a good starting lineup. You know, that they didn't just trade Luka for nothing. They got Anthony Davis.
Right. But Kyrie's going to be out for a while.
Yes.
But when they get Kyrie healthy and they get Davis and Cooper, yeah. I mean.
Two seasons ago, they're in the NBA Finals. So they'll be an interesting team to follow. All right, we got Keith Smith, NBA writer for Spot Rack, joining us at 9:25. He can fill us in on what the Wizards have been doing here with contracts and setting themselves up for their future. That's at 9:25 here on the Junkies.
You know how lately, every time I do the read for BMW Fairfax, whenever I do EP, I'm not doing it yet now, but lately I've been thinking, you know what? I think my lease might be up soon or whatever. So I reached out to Sam, and he had lunch with Miriam yesterday. I said, hey, dude, just let her know. I think my lease might be up. I don't know, because I was looking at the mileage on my X5. Do you know how many miles I have on that thing? I have 39,000 miles on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I still have a year and a half left. I put a 39,000 miles on that thing in a year and a half.
Well, dude, you were going to New York.
I do a lot too. That's a lot.
Actually, I might be a little less than that. I used to do 30,000 a year when my mom was still alive.
I've never done that much. I have four cars, you know, between us. But I mean, that's the car I drive.
I only have one.
Yeah. Yes, but that's the car I drive. But
I think I'm down to 20,000 a year, so you might be ahead of my pace.
That's a freaking ton.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that rare. When he told me that.
You drive to work probably close to 25 miles.
My drive to work is 9 miles.
Oh, really? Yours is that short. See, mine's like 25, 26.
Well, because I go right down Connecticut.
Okay, so that's short. But it's your trips to Virginia.
It's my trips out to New York all those weekends. That too. Yeah. You know.
But you fly a lot.
I fly a decent amount, but a lot of driving.
Oh, you drove a lot, man.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my wife's car is probably 2 years old. And when she went to Outer Banks, she took my car. And I looked at her car and it had the oil light thing on.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I said, have you changed your oil ever? No, she hadn't. It still only had 9,000 miles. You know, like usually with a brand new car, you don't necessarily have to change it.
You don't have to
early.
Change the Beamer to like 17,000 miles or something.
I ended up changing it just in case, just like kind of put a sticker on the board that you can follow.
Right.
But I mean, we live about 2 miles from Lifetime Fitness, which is where she works. And back and forth. And
I'm going to be embarrassed when I turn
barely drives.
I'm going to be embarrassed when I turn in this lease because usually this car's taking a beating. I've only had it for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I always scrape the rims. I can't get away from it. I'm a rim scraper. When I pull up, when I park on a curb.
You just hit curbs all the time.
Because I try to get close to
not
the curb.
Not a good parallel parker?
I mean, I'm fine with that. It's not the parallel parking. It's just that pulling in the front of my house, I scrape the curb a lot, okay? So, I try to be aware of it.
You park on the street.
But, yeah, but like, you know, for 3 years of owning a car, I scrape the rims, let's say, half dozen times.
So, the rims are pretty much destroyed?
They're not destroyed, but they're scraped, and they know how to fix it. They make it, but it's embarrassing, yeah. Right? Then, when it snowed, the last time we had a big, big snow, I had a ton of snow, and I was shoveling, and I just used the snow shovel to scrape the snow off my windshield. It scraped the entire windshield. So now my windshield, I drive it around now, there's scrapes everywhere. And you destroyed the car. Somebody, I'm convinced, keyed the side of my car. Convinced that I was like parked maybe too close to somebody at like the grocery or something. Somebody keyed the side of my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's happened in the last couple of days with this heat? You know how you have your thing that holds your phone? I have that thing that holds my phone. I have it, you know, with a sticky thing attached to my windshield. It's been sliding down, and now I have a big blob of glue on my windshield.
Get some.
It all melted.
Yeah. Goo gone. Right?
So I now I don't know how to get rid of that. I have to put like some alcohol. I need like some sort of alcohol solution. I need like a razor blade.
Yeah.
My car looks like it's 100 years old, and it's like it's a year and a half.
But when they turn, if you turn it back in, they'll fix all that up and sell it.
They'll sell it, they'll clean
money.
It, and they'll make it look silly.
Correct.
And they're so nice to me, they probably won't even say anything.
Yeah.
But it's embarrassing.
You just get some Goo Gone, you'll be able to take care of that.
Goo Gone will do it?
Well, yeah. I know, but the scrape across the door.
Those things,
makes it look terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is what
it
is.
Hey, I think I know the answer to this, but since it was brought up yesterday by you during the EP, and there seemed to be a lot of energy behind it, did you watch Love Island?
My daughters love that.
Me? No, I don't think I'll ever watch
it. You had a lot of energy about it, trying to cheerlead like you got to watch Love Island.
No, I wasn't saying you got to watch it. I'm just saying it's a phenomenon. And I think it's a phenomenon more with chicks. But Valdez seems to be like very in tune.
Is he all in?
And,
no, I haven't watched it, but I'm aware
of the phenomenon.
I'm aware of the phenomenon, and I always get swept up in the wave of popularity. Like, I always want to be a part of the water cooler conversation.
Right.
But I haven't done any of the Love Island. I think it's hard because it's an hour long, starts at 9 o'clock, and you got to watch it every day. Like, that just seems like
to watch it
that
every
seems
day.
Like a big mountain to climb.
My 16-year-old, Kate, she leaves the house every day at 9 o'clock. It goes to somebody's house for a watch party. They have a watch party somewhere. Sometimes it's my house. But every night, they go somewhere, and they watch Love Island.
That's daunting to me. I'm not mentally prepared enough
to lock in every night.
To take that on.
I like
shows that come out weekly that I can watch at my leisure.
Yeah.
And if I miss one, I'll feel like I'm behind.
Well, like, I think you have to catch up on it somehow before the next one, right? You can't miss one and then jump in. Because do they kick people off every show? At the end of every show, do they kick somebody off?
I think.
Yeah. And how long does it go?
Like, how many episodes?
Yeah. Does it go like...
I have no idea.
Does it go like 3-4 months?
No idea.
I don't know, man.
I figured you didn't give it a crack, but you seem so enthusiastic about it. No, like you were trying to sell it.
No, I didn't give a crap about it. In fact, I'm trying to think what I even watched last night.
My daughter, my oldest daughter, Madden, who went to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
She doesn't know the girl. But she's met her a few times.
Oh, that's the girl that Mara was talking about.
She went to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, he said there was a girl, local girl from Virginia Tech that just showed up like 2-3 days ago, right?
Yeah. I don't know her name. Mara probably knows the name.
Yeah. What's her name, Mara? The chick from Virginia Tech.
No free shout outs? No, I'm kidding. I think her name's Grayson.
Right.
Yeah. So
is she a smoke? Oh, you showed me the picture. Yeah, she's a pretty girl for sure.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
My daughter kind of knows her. I mean, they don't talk now, but...
She knows of when her, they were knows
school,
who she is.
Yeah, when they were at the school, they saw each other all the time.
When I saw that Joe Burrow's girlfriend was Olivia Ponton, I knew the name, but I couldn't figure it out. But maybe it was that Kelsey did an appearance with her.
Olivia Ponton?
Yeah, like how should I know her name?
Are you getting confused with Tom Ponton, the guy from DeMatha?
No, I'm not a DeMatha guy. But apparently Joe Burrow's girlfriend is like an influencer named Olivia Ponton.
Right.
And when she does the U.S. Open stuff, I don't know. I was trying to figure out, like, does anybody else know who she is? You know Tom Ponton.
I know Tom Ponton.
Tommy P, that's our guy.
Is there any chance Olivia's related?
No. I'll text Kelsey. I think that maybe she did, like, that tenant, the U.S. Open thing with her.
Right.
And I remember saying, who's Olivia Ponton? And a few months later, she's dating Joe Burrow.
Right. But
can't keep up with the young
Somebody
influencers.
Says, spray that goo with Windex, scrape it off with a straight razor. I'm going to have to go to like Strohsnyder's or Home Depot. I don't have a razor. Like, does anybody just have a, do you have just like a razor?
I do in my toolbox.
You have a toolbox?
Yeah, I've got multiple toolboxes.
My wife has a bunch.
My wife has a toolbox. I don't have a toolbox.
You know, I mean, do you have a screwdriver at least?
Yeah, I got screwdrivers in my wife's toolbox.
Okay.
But we don't have like, where would I buy what would I've ever bought like a straight razor for?
I don't know.
I never would have.
Ask Roger. Roger might have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cut reels.
Oh, I bet you he does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for cutting reels back in the day. Yeah. Actually, my dad used to have one.
I actually did ask Roger why the, you know, again, I know you guys never care about it. I don't really care about it because I don't do anything about it. But there's a stack like in the corner of,
I heard you.
Looks like old cable boxes. I just said,
this really bothers him.
I just said, what's up with that? He's like, it's trash. And then he goes, you can take one.
Clutter just bothers him.
I don't see any of the stuff here. I just go from point A to point B. I don't see anything.
No, he notices it all.
I don't see anything.
Hey, Roger also has a hot gun, heat gun. You can plug that in, put the heat on the goo, melt the goo, wipe it away.
Yeah, but I think you need...
Then his thing's going to slide down further.
It's so sticky because I tried to like rub it off because it was like melting in the heat, right? It's been 100 plus degrees in your car. It's just melting. But it's so sticky. And then I thought this was my bright idea. I'll wet a napkin. So I wet a napkin. What do you think happened?
All it sticks.
Just pieces of paper all up. And it just looks atrocious.
Get a rag.
Yeah.
Wet the rag. Get the heat gun. Put the heat on it. Melt it. And then wipe it with the rag. And then polish it.
You don't think
off.
I need some sort of alcohol or something? Like, I feel like I need some rubbing alcohol.
I think the heat
Goo Gone. I'm telling you.
I don't even have.
You have sticky stuff.
I have to buy Goo Gone. I've heard of it. I have to buy that.
You spray it like Windex, and then you wipe it down. It'll be gone.
Big pain in the ass.
That's not that much of a pain.
Cars.
Hey, does it bother you that Ben Sinnott's not at Tight End University?
So these are all the guys.
So I think Tight End University, which is George Kittle,
and all them,
Greg Olsen, and Travis Kelce.
All right.
So Taylor Swift's there. In terms of the Commanders, Hey, they've outlasted everybody's prediction, including mine, right? Travis Kelce and yeah. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So she's there in, is it in Nashville?
Yes.
So I think it founded by those three guys. So Kittle, Kelce, Greg Olsen. They have tight end university. And the only two players from the Commanders to attend
Zach
are
Ertz.
Cole Turner and then, now I'm forgetting the other name. It's like, he's been on the roster. But the top two tight ends.
Ertz not there
and Sinnott not there.
I don't know. I mean.
So Cole Turner was there.
Is it maybe Tyree Jackson? Is that
Tyree Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm desperate
Shouldn't
to find
Sinnott
out.
Shouldn't Sinnott go to tight end university? Like, Ertz doesn't need to. Just rest up. Heal up. Stay healthy. Like, Ertz doesn't. He doesn't even need to practice.
I mean,
at this
how
point.
Real is it?
How
is
many
it
guys go?
I think they have a lot of guys. But, like, how, like, are they really exchanging really valuable information that's really helpful? How helpful really
is it? I think it's like a mini camp for tight ends.
Or is it just a bonding thing with a bunch of guys and they go out there and run around for a half hour?
No, I think it's beyond that.
You think it's serious?
Yeah. Hmm. I think it's like a mini camp. Like, we talk about the Commanders having mini camp. I mean, they're not tackling or anything like that.
About these?
Man, it's a significant amount of players, dude. That's the picture from last year. That's a lot of players.
I feel like it's just more of a like a brotherhood, bunch of guys hanging out and then crushing beers after. That's what I feel like it is. Why are you shaking your head?
I don't think Cole Turner would go to some, you know,
well, I think it would
party
be part
weekend
of the fraternity.
No, I think they're working out.
I think they're working out. I don't think it's something where it's like,
I don't know how hard they're working out.
It's akin to minicamp.
Valdez, do you have intel? Did Cole tell you about it?
No, Cole did not tell me about it.
Oh, your other tight end buddy told you about it.
I know everything about tight end you.
Yeah.
It is, they wake up in the morning, they do about an hour's worth of work. Then they go play golf.
Right. Right.
And then they hang out at night and then they
I don't think you're over there and they're grinding and like it's critical to your success. I think it's more
again,
of a
it's just
a
like
PR
mini camp.
Thing. Maybe.
I think mini camp is a little more intense,
more
a little
structured.
More structured.
Yeah.
This is like a fraternity. You hang out, you do a couple drills, you catch a couple balls.
Right.
You pack it in.
Maybe you share a few tips.
Yeah. And then
go play golf.
Then all of a sudden you're packing your cart up on the golf course and you're going out at night.
Right. That.
Well, I mean, if Tay Tay's there and they're in Nashville, they're going to rooftop bars. I guess you're right.
You're speculating that?
What? That she was on a rooftop bar?
Yeah.
No, I'm not speculating.
I know.
Well, but I don't know the rooftop bar story.
It was just a picture, that's all.
She was at one of the bars. Like,
yes.
Yeah, she came with Travis. She actually performed with Kane Brown, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like yesterday?
Yeah, like two nights ago or a night ago.
All the bars on Broadway Street or whatever?
Yeah, Lurch's favorite.
For an hour or two, it's fine. For a whole weekend, can't do it.
It's too
not
much.
At my age.
Yeah, it's too much. It's like Vegas. I thought Nashville was disappointing. I'll be honest.
If I was 35, I'd freaking love it.
I was hoping Nashville 55. Was going to be more cool coffee shops.
No.
You know, like
it's
something like that.
It's
no,
Party Ave,
it's
man.
Just go to Seattle for that.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, but
I would assume.
Just, you're saying that because of coffee. But you know what I mean? Just like small dive places or whatever you find young artists grinding. But it's not. It's just like Vegas. And just, you know, a bunch of drunk idiots.
Commercial.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's exactly what it's
like. Just like Vegas.
It's without the casinos.
Yeah. Coming up next, EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation, You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.